During the last episode of Messianic Perspectives, I provided you with statements from the Council of Nicaea in 325 of the Common Era that forever changed the direction for believers. I had quoted a reference that had indicated that there were already believers who were doing different things, such as meeting on Sunday. What many don't realize regarding the history of this movement of Adonai, of belief in Messiah and its Jewish origins, as recorded by Luke in the book of Acts, was that a significant historical event would become the catalyst for the primary influence of believers shifting from a Jewish foundation to a non-Jewish influence. This one event that caused a chain reaction, leading to the paradigm shift, was the destruction of the temple in 70 of the Common Era, followed by the final defeat of Judea during the Bar Kokhba revolt in 135 of the Common Era, that would lead to the expulsion of the Jewish people from the land. As recorded in Acts, Jerusalem was the center of this movement. It is where Yaakov, also known as James, and Kepha, also known as Peter, resided. Subsequent leaders would reside in the land. However, with expulsion, influence would first shift to Alexandria, Egypt, and later to Rome. From the time after 135 of the Common Era would arise certain individuals such as Justin Martyr, Origen, and Eusebius, who would forever change the direction, moving away from the Jewishness of the gospel. It was Origen who taught Eusebius, who would ultimately influence Constantine. There was a distinct bias against anything Jewish, even within the New Covenant writings by these men. Eusebius wrote a history of the church that eliminated any positive reference regarding Israel and its restoration. The shift from the Jewishness that we can view in the Brith Chadashah, also known as the New Covenant writings, has been minimized in understanding to the point where it has ultimately become discarded and taught from a new non-Jewish mindset. I recently completed segments of Hebrew idioms. Without understanding the cultural dynamic behind what was written, can lead to, and has led to, significant errors in theology. Today, many believers have been taught that the Sabbath has been done away with. One person used the phrase, "It has been nailed to the cross." The article that we are offering as a gift provides a comprehensive look at the Sabbath. Time would not permit me to go into detail, but let me summarize the following. The Sabbath predates the giving of Torah to Israel and is part of creation. It is the only day of the weekly cycle that Adonai set apart, making it holy. It was given to Israel as a gift, representing a sign of the covenant Adonai made at Sinai. Yeshua didn't do away with the Sabbath, but spent a great deal of time instructing on properly keeping it. Believers kept the Sabbath, as recorded in the New Covenant writings. And finally, when Messiah returns, every believer will be keeping the Sabbath. Next time we will look at the New Covenant writings and what they say about the Sabbath. This week, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom. Thank you for listening.